Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Attention, children of the night. Today's show is a service of our Amazon page. When you get ready for Halloween, please remember to shop Amazon. And when you do, go to MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to support the show. And the prices are so good, it's scary.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Yeah, just free form.
You know, they say Oscar comedy is all about timing.
Yeah.
And he walked in as we're starting. You got to love it. We are joined by professional comic and macaroni and cheese enthusiast, Steve Burns. Steve, thank you for coming
in. Thank
you.
Thank you, guys. This is why I got into comedy, to be in a cramped room with a bunch of dudes.
I know.
A lot of dudes in here.
Got to be pretty dazzling coming off television and coming to see us here.
Well, I got to tell you, this... they can't see what I'm seeing, but you guys look like the night shift at any GameStop.
That's us.
Yeah.
That's us. That's
that
why we got a
so
rap.
That's true.
Okay. It is true.
Who's the manager, though?
You.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Collared shirt.
And me, I'm the guy they ran a lot of reference checks on. I'm not so sure we want him being aboard here.
Steve, Steve's going to be at the DC Improv. I just want to, before we get to your dates and times, I want to say what a big fan I am personally.
Yeah, thanks.
As far as your Netflix specials go, you can find them now. I was curious, before we get started here, comedy has evolved so much in the past, let's say even 20 years, right?
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
You've been doing it for 18 years.
Yeah.
How do you take your comedy, because your brand of comedy has evolved as well, but how do you take the brand of comedy that you run currently on your specials and then now into the clubs? Because you're working on a new special, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, I've learned over the last two specials that that the more racial you get, the less... maybe the more you may alienate some people. So I'm taking my foot off that gas pedal.
Okay.
Really?
Because it was a fun introduction as I started learning and finding my voice being Korean and Irish. It's like, oh, I can explore this topic a lot more, talking about race. And I was allowed to get away with stuff. But as the years have gone on, I've learned people are just more and more offended and more...
Do you think that is a development that you were seeing in society as a whole? I mean, it's changed. If you had stayed the same, society changed around you, you're saying.
Yeah, look, everybody's got a voice now.
Sure.
So, you know, 10 years ago, what you could say now could get you in trouble on Facebook or Twitter, and then it catches fire
but
all these groups
still,
get behind it.
And being Korean and Irish, that's sort of a gold mine.
You get a free pass.
It was. Yeah, it certainly was.
What you should know about this program and different iterations of this program is that, you know, without even talking before, we didn't have a pre-show interview or a meeting about this. But you're absolutely right. The fact that everyone has a voice, which may not be the best thing overall, it's harder even for us, and we had to learn to transition, especially after the Janet Jackson scandal, as radio is concerned, into the type of radio we could do. Because the type of radio, there are segments that I listen to of the Don and Mike show and the Mike O'Mara show and the Big O and Duke show that I listen to now that maybe somebody will send to me and I'll be excited to hear. And you think to yourself, how the F did we get away with that?
How did the rules change like that?
Right.
Yeah.
Because it was just fun.
Yeah.
It wasn't anywhere. There wasn't hate.
Right.
That the funny was coming from, right?
Well, yeah. And that's always, I think that was the point with my, you know, with my comedy. It was always like, oh, that's racist. It's like, no, it's racial, but it's certainly not racist, because racist means you hate.
Yeah.
And my thing was never, I always, you make fun of the ones you love. And like even on Sullivan and Son, the show we had where, you know, people talk about diversity these days on television. It's like we had one of the most diverse casts on television, and we all just made fun of each other. And that was part of the fun of it, because it's like that's what happens in a bar. You bust each other's chops. You make fun of each other through racial identity. And you don't do it out of hate. You do it because you love the guy.
Was it tough for you to make that transition? Because I know Oscar and I can speak to this. We were brought into a lawyer's office and told to make the transition. And when you're on K Street and you're instructed not to do this anymore, you just don't do it. But you're your own boss. You do your own content. Was it hard to transition? Did you do it gradually? How did you
make
that
happen?
Well,
when you're under the banner of a corporate entity of Turner, then everything you tweet or social media-wise, it's very skewed, and you got to be a little more careful, especially if you're the creator and star of a show.
Right.
Now that I'm a lone gun again, it's like, well, I'm not beholden to anybody, so you can do what you want. But then you also think, well, I'm pitching two shows, so, you know, are they going to go on and see something offensive? And, you know, it's just... I don't know. It's just like your footprint these days is so much more massive than anything.
And never goes away.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, look at what happened with Trevor Noah when he got The Daily Show. Somebody went through and combed through his whole.
It's like they were looking for something.
Exactly. And John Radinsky on SNL, they went through, oh, here's the new guy and he's a misogynist. It's like, no, you can't make. The guy was probably 20 at the time and wrote an offhand tweet about, some juvenile humor about girls. It's just like, really? Is this the perception we're going to have now?
There are comments I've made last week.
That if somebody said,
hey, did we know this guy was saying this? And I'm just doing a bit, right?
That's exactly.
Probably a bad bit, but I'm just doing a bit.
Absolutely.
They can't all be home runs. Steve Byrne is going to be at the DC Improv.
Speaking of, they can't be all home runs. Steve Byrne will be at the DC Improv.
Sorry, the transition wasn't meant to go that way.
Working on our segues.
DCImprov.com, Friday, that's tonight, 8 p.m. and 10:30. We've got a Saturday 8 p.m. show, 10:30 show, Sunday, 8 p.m. at Steve Byrne Live on Twitter, Facebook.com/Steve Byrne Live. Do we have time? Should we go to a break and then come back with Steve? Is that okay?
I'd love to start the show and come back and then we can relax.
Yeah, cool. You guys want to do, yeah.
Cool,
all right, stick around.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Well, the first time we met was at this big dance. She was very popular back then. She had dozens of boyfriends.
Hundreds. Yeah, hundreds.
I did not know that. Hundreds. Well, not that I didn't have a reputation myself, because, you know, I was quite the Casanova myself back at Ponce de Leon Junior High. But we started dancing.
He didn't want to dance. I was like dancing by myself.
I did not want to dance because...
Say, get up, Jerry.
I kept saying, you know, I can't dance. I can't. I've got two left feet. I've got two left feet.
I thought he was kidding.
But I wasn't. I was born with two left feet. And they had a nickname for me. They used to call me Loopy because, you know, I would walk in little loops. Kept going in circles. And then with some therapy, I learned how to walk a straight line.
And dance.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, here's Rob.
Live from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios from our nation's capital, this is the Mike O'Mara Show, heard daily for over 5 years at MikeOMaraShow.com, online, on air, and on your mobile device. The Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it, and if you're here, you do too. Today's show is a service of BlueApron.com.
Hey everybody, Blue Apron has truly changed the way we cook and eat in our household. Carla genuinely looks forward to cooking dinner now nearly as much as I look forward to eating it. I love Blue Apron. They deliver fresh ingredients and step-by-step recipes right to my door for healthy home-cooked meals that are easier and tastier than you could even imagine for under 10 bucks a meal. You can make each Blue Apron meal in half an hour. The menu is forever changing and shipping is free. Blue Apron works with your preferences and your schedule, and they only use the best seasonal ingredients for incredible meals like pan-seared cod with pickled grapes and summer succotash. That's one of the meals I enjoyed over the summer with Blue Apron. So delicious. The quality and the freshness will blow you away. Blue Apron, it is the better way to cook. Check out this week's menu and get your first two meals free by going to blueapron.com/TMOS. Our treat, no fooling. The first two meals are on us when you go to blueapron.com/TMOS. And remember, Carla puts all of our Blue Apron meals up on Facebook, so check out the great meals that she's making with Blue Apron today.
Good stuff, Blue Apron, and we are still here with the great Steve Byrne. It's so exciting to have a real guest. He waltzed right in, and we began. It was great.
When somebody calls in or is on Skype, it's always like you could. It's funny because some of the interviews are genuine, and you see that they've got a solid 30 minutes carved out in their schedule, right? But when you, and you maybe could attest to this, sometimes you can see when you're either on a Skype or a telephone call, you can see either their wife or their son or their publicist or assistant pulling them away as they're still on the phone.
Exactly, yeah.
Or B, I had an incident with a guest when he was on a helipad waiting for a helicopter to come.
Are you kidding me?
Hulk
no.
Hogan. Yeah, and he said, brother, I can't hear. Let's try to talk while I'm in the helicopter. It was.
In a helicopter?
Naturally.
Yeah.
He was on.
If you can't hear me now, wait till I get in it. Okay, Hulk. We'll talk soon. Jesus.
When you're working in comedy and there is a clear, it feels like if you're lucky enough and you work hard enough, there is a clear there's a clear path for opportunity where you get a chance to, for example, kind of deliver your own program, put your own voice into a TV show. Mm-hmm. What was the process like to work with TBS and create your own show?
Oh, it was great. I mean, they, you know, I look, even though we had 3 years and
some people
whatever,
have one season.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. Some people get a pilot, yeah, a script deal, and that's it. But right. I had a great time working with them. Nothing but accolades coming from me concerning the folks at Turner and TBS. I had a great run. But look, it was fun to take an interpretation of your comedy,
sure,
and put it out there. Now, I had no acting experience whatsoever, so I knew I would just do the role of what so many other comedians have done, where they surround themselves with great talent.
Right,
smart.
And I basically became the straight man, and all the characters were voices of my stand-up. So Carol, who was like the vixen, she was the sexual aspect. Hank was the racial aspect.
Mm-hmm.
The guys were like the Greek chorus, or essentially my interpretation of being a young guy.
Cool.
And then my family was there, so I didn't have to make fun of them. They were literally right there on the set. So
when you walk in and you start, I guess, you know, your pre-production meetings, and you, yeah, realize that you're going to be on a real television show, right, on a real network, something you've never done in, as far as acting before, and you sit down in a room and the dad from the Wonder Years is your dad.
Yeah.
How overwhelming is that? I mean, is it weird? Is it exciting? Or does it like, oh my God, what have I gotten myself into?
It's all those things.
Really?
But you know, Christine Ebersole won 2 Tony Awards.
Yeah.
Broadway. She was in Amadeus. Jodie Long played, that's Margaret,
right,
Cho's mom on All American Girl.
Right.
And then everybody else was, they've all done things. So it is intimidating. And then I'm in everything too. I'm in every scene. So I knew I couldn't mess up. I had to be on point. So
it revolves around you. Yeah.
Yeah. Literally, if you had set up a camera at our soundstage before the taping, we taped on a Sunday. I was there Saturday. If you did like one of those Paranormal Activity cameras, you would have just seen me make these circles and do my camera blocking
over and over
for 4 hours.
Wow.
And I was so on point that I was so focused on the lines that I wasn't really. I go back to that pile. I'm like, oh my God, Steve, you're horrible. But I didn't mess up. I knew my lines. I was prepared because I didn't want to hold up the crew. I didn't want to hold up Dan or any of those vets.
And they had to appreciate that.
Yeah, I think they knew
it's
I was
a lot of pressure
taking
on your end.
It sure is.
Seriously, but it was a ton of fun. Like, look, we've been off the air for a year, but we still get together. We just all went to Dan Lurie's house 2 weeks ago.
Oh,
and
that's great.
That's cool.
Yeah.
See, I wouldn't see that happen. Fun. I feel like we get off the set and then everybody goes on to their own lives and projects.
Yeah, but we never did. We always hung out with each other and we still tweet and text and all that stuff. So it's a good crew.
It's important for chemistry. You talk about working in that business. It's hard to come up with an original idea, right? Mm-hmm. Do you ever feel, because I've heard enough comedians talk about this as far as when these projects come together, that you have to strike as soon as you can because there could be somebody else with a similar idea. And I'm,
yeah,
sure that's happened before and it happens today, right?
Yeah. Myself and Owen Benjamin and another guy, we had written this script called The Mulligan. And it's about three guys that basically, it was called The Do-Over.
Okay.
And the original premise was three guys work on an oil rig. It explodes. They wash ashore and realize everybody thinks they're dead, so they get to start their lives over again.
Excellent.
Pretty good.
And
fantasy,
then we,
yeah.
Then we transitioned it into a cruise ship on a senior citizen cruise line, and they go overboard, and they wash up in Mexico, and they start their life. So basically, we had this script, and we're going out with it.
Right.
And then literally, Adam Sandler is making a movie called The Do-Over.
No.
Where him and David Spade fake their deaths and start their lives over again. So it's just like, oh, I guess we're not doing that anymore.
Well, take some solace.
Oh, man.
Take some solace in the fact that he's doing it, but he has to do it with David Spade.
How dare Rob is just a consummate hater when it comes
you don't like
to
Spade?
No,
I'm kidding.
Yeah,
it's just a joke. It's just a joke. Whole thing. I actually like David Spade a lot.
He's actually a pretty cool guy. He's somebody I see at the Comedy Store all the time. And you know, I didn't have any preconceived notions. I grew up loving Tommy Boy.
Sure.
And then you meet the guy, and it's like, oh, he's a pretty cool dude.
You see, I would almost be scared to meet him because of the way he presents himself as a performer. He could easily be a real jerk. But he's just very sarcastic.
Funny.
Yeah, exactly.
That quick wit, right?
Oh, he's so smart.
It was the same way with me when I met Noel Gallagher from Oasis.
That's fine.
Okay, sorry. I love Oasis. Love Oasis.
I guess
and
you do.
I just knew he was... You know, he comes off as
anybody
sarcastic
that even
curmudgeon.
Heard Wonderwall and figured, let me learn a little bit more about the Gallagher brothers, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they're like, why are they so mean?
So you know what they're going to be like. And then you meet them, you're like, oh, well, that's, I go, no, I'm a huge fan. I'm here to see you. It was in Vegas. And I was like, do you mind if I get a picture? And he looks at me, he goes, let's get it over with. And he stood up, took the picture. And I was like, I was like, yes.
Yeah.
He was an a-hole to me. He didn't change. And you knew that going in.
He's so genuine.
Yeah, he is. True to himself.
Authentic human being.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, obviously, you've been at this for nearly 20 years. Have you met any celebrities that have exceeded your expectations for how nice they are?
For how nice they are?
Yeah, how nice they are. And then we can go the other direction, too. But, I mean...
I would say most comics are pretty humbled by the profession itself. So most comics, I'd say 9 out of 10 are just awesome guys.
Now, leading into the ones that disappointed you.
The one that disappointed me the most was probably Seinfeld.
Really?
This is great. Keep talking.
Being always at the Cellar, being at the Cellar, you meet everybody. Everybody would come through there.
Uh-huh.
And 7 years, I lived at the Comedy Cellar every night, and you just see how he treats his fans or people that would come up and people that were so nervous to meet this television icon, and it's almost as though he couldn't be bothered. And I remember this quote by Jack Lemmon. Jack Lemmon said, when you're famous, you have a gift.
Right.
And that gift is to make people happy. Shake their hand, take the picture, sign the autograph. It's a great feeling. You're given a great responsibility. And that's something I'd always remembered, and I saw, like, Drew Carey was a perfect example of that when I did a USO tour. You know, soldiers have to go. They've got to go do their task.
They don't have a choice, really.
And he's eating, and they're like, I'm really sorry, but I have to go back to my desk or whatever or training. Do you mind if I take a picture? Happened countless times. He always stood up, wiped his mouth off, took a picture with everybody, shook their hand, smiled, made a joke. It was like, this guy's eating, but he knows he's there on a USO tour. This is what you do. And then you see somebody like Seinfeld. It's like, you got a garage full of Porsches, and you can't say hi to somebody.
A building in New York dedicated to your Porsches.
I don't know. To me, I just not a fan. And now I can't watch his show because I was tainted by the experience of seeing him do it, not just once or twice, but countless times.
Consistently.
And I'm just a guy from Pittsburgh. I'm just like, hey, look, where are we? The golden rule. That's how you live life. But yeah, obviously it doesn't feel
And you brought it up, and I was going to myself. I think it is so awesome that you have done not one, not two, but 3 USO tours.
10.
10?
Yeah.
10.
Wow. You've got to update your Wikipedia page.
I do have to. Yeah. I guess I don't know who does that.
3 is great, but 10 is phenomenal.
10 is amazing. What is that like when you go over to, say, Afghanistan? You've been there multiple times.
Well, you don't complain about anything when you come back from those things. It's like, oh, I'm going to complain because it takes a few more seconds to get a coffee at Star. It's like, no.
Right.
You just shut your mouth and just be happy you got what you got.
Yeah, Rob.
Yeah,
all
Oscar.
He does is bitch.
That's all I do.
I don't bitch. I'm happy.
Oh, he's the happiest guy you've ever met.
My Wi-Fi is slow. I can't play Destiny. Is that what's going on?
It's a lot like him.
Yeah. I have a quick question.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, before we get to that, let's make sure we sell this out.
Yes.
DCImprov.com. It's tonight, 8 p.m., 10:30 p.m., two shows. Saturday, two shows as well, 8 p.m., 10:30, and Sunday, 8 p.m. If you don't mind, Rofo, I'm going to give you my card now before we get and take care of 2 tickets, please. Take care of that now for tomorrow's 8 p.m. show if there's any left. It's not 10:30, all right?
He's so busy, he can't be bothered. He has to have the intern buy the tickets.
Well, I want to make sure we take care of that.
You're not buying tickets. No, we'll take care of it.
No.
He has lots of money.
I love to support, honestly.
No, please, don't. Hey, what's your name again?
It's Rob.
Mikey, don't do that.
Mikey!
Give him back his card. You keep your babysitting money. This one's on me. All right?
The Babysitter's Club?
I mean, it's the USO. It's free tickets. This guy gives. He gives.
See, my sister just moved to Bel Air almost 2 years ago now, right? And I've never really been to California outside of just a quick in and out.
Right.
And I finally got to spend 10 days in Los Angeles.
What'd you think?
It's fantasy land. It really is fantasy land, but it's also... There's a part of Venice Beach that's kind of like Times Square, and I wasn't expecting that. Not like the nice part of Times Square, but like the
seedy part?
Yeah, the part where the neon lights broke and no one's fixed them yet.
Yes.
And then there are parts of Hollywood that are what you would expect, right?
Yeah, there's parts where it's like, oh, this is Hollywood.
Yes.
This is what you would think of as Hollywood.
Like almost like Disney Hollywood.
Like you're
exactly,
on a set.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
You're on a set.
But then you go a block away, you're like, oh, is this Hollywood?
This is the land of broke. This is where the dreams came to break and die.
Yeah, there's a homeless man rollerblading and masturbating with angel wings on. Is this Hollywood?
That guy in the
show
Batman.
Business.
Yeah. That guy in the Batman suit.
Exactly. Yeah.
The guy in the Batman suit walking up next to the Roosevelt Hotel must be really hot. I hope he's okay. It's a red code red day for air quality, right?
Now, are you technically based in L.A. now, or do you?
I live in Pasadena.
Okay, so that's got to be a tremendous change from a guy who classifies himself as a guy from Pittsburgh. When you go to Los Angeles,
completely,
what's
yeah.
the change like?
I'll tell you what a change is like. Like when my wife and I were looking for homes when I was on Sullivan, and we're, you know, it's like, all right, let's buy a proper house.
Right.
Your perception of what $1 million home is in Pittsburgh is completely different than what $1 million home is in Los Angeles. Like, this is $1 million house?
You think that there's a typo or a misprint.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Because my sister, and the reason I brought it up, she went from Pittsburgh, Upper St. Clair, to Bel Air, but the money in Upper St. Clair is different than the money in Bel Air.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's completely, I'm talking, Rob, the rent or the purchase price of a home is, and this is for context for everybody because I have never seen these numbers either.
Right.
The rent for a home in Bel Air, if you're lucky, is $30,000 a month. The price of a home is in the upper multiple millions, right? And if you're lucky, you're like, okay, well, this is just for, you know, the Jay-Z's of the world, heads. I'm going to go to Manhattan Beach if I'm lucky to get a little townhouse for maybe a little over $1 million. I'll go to Pasadena and maybe I'll get something nice for a little over $1 million. It's so wild.
It's crazy, yeah.
Right?
Even like when, this is 5 years ago, I bought... like a little loft downtown Los Angeles.
Oh,
like
nice.
$450,000.
Wow.
This is years ago. I basically won this MySpace stand-up sit-down competition on TBS that George Lopez hosted.
Okay.
And so I got a check, and I was like, well, I'm going to go buy something.
Yes.
So I bought this loft. A few years later, I moved to Chicago, spent $450,000 on like a condo thing, and it was my L.A. place was 800 square feet. Same price, Chicago, 2,400 square feet, 3 bedrooms, 4 bathrooms. Each bedroom had its own bathroom. It was new property. Yeah. It was newly constructed. It was like triple the space.
And it's a curse because once you get that space, you realize what you were missing out. I live in a 720 square foot condo right here in the city.
Mm. Basically your studio?
Yeah.
So welcome to Oscar's house.
Yeah.
If we're lucky, right? And... every time I go and stay somewhere, I'm like, oh, who really needs a second bathroom? Like, I have to, like, talk to myself about.
We don't need hot food.
Running water.
Is a second floor really necessary? Those are stairs. Like, it's that. But, it's and for the people that live in the D.C. area, you know, and Allison, you know, it's so expensive to live in these, both L.A. and D.C., and they're comparable. But he's right. If you come from Pittsburgh to either or, it must blow your mind.
Yeah, it's like, was I living in a third world country prior to, where am I? This is America, correct?
Same country, right? Yeah.
But now, like, I'm hooked on HGTV. They have this show called Tiny Houses. Have you seen this?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Love it. And
right,
I'm like, that's
Rose.
The life.
I'm not sure it would work for me.
Oh, it's okay.
Now, I want to ask you, when I was so impressed with your USO coverage, and I read something that, and Oscar, you can probably tune out for the next minute or so.
Please.
That when you were growing up.
We're talking man stuff, right?
Well, not really. Right, we're talking old stuff. You were a Dean Martin enthusiast growing up?
Huge Dean Martin fan,
Now, how does this begin? And I see it when I see your stand-up. You're a classy guy. You come out in the coat and tie. You look classy. You look old school. Is that influenced by sort of coming up to a Rat Pack type mentality? Or?
Yeah, because I love like the mentality that Dean Martin had, where he was always like, he was doing these movies and all this stuff, but he always had this mentality like, I'm a nightclub performer.
Right.
And that's where he came. He made his bread and butter there. So I always kind of think of it that way. And I think you get to carry on the great tradition that these guys did, because as much as he'd sing and have the band behind him, you know, you listen to these old records or old CDs that, not old CDs that he had, but I listen to my CDs.
The recordings of him when he was on stage.
And it was, half of it was all stand-up or improv or him just being loosey-goosey and going with the crowd and doing crowd work, and I love him.
It's very pure when you hear that stuff, and the Rat Pack worked very structured. You can listen to an act from 60 or 64 even, and the show doesn't change much. But the way they bounce around within the structure, they're almost ahead of their time, because they really are doing crowd work at a time when no one was doing it before.
No one was doing crowd work. No one was doing the racial jokes that they were doing, especially at the time with Sammy. But also, I just loved his demeanor, that he was just, and you read these biographies about the guy, he really was just cool. He was just a cool-tempered guy in general. And
the only guy that didn't ever have to answer the phone when Frank Sinatra called.
Yeah, he
was
say
that
no
cool.
Him.
Yeah.
Really?
Well, yeah, and I think that's amazing. And I would like to see, not that, you know, we're not moving forward as, you know, performers or comedians in our country, but I like that you have just the nod to that. And I think that's classy, and I think that's really solid, because what's funny then is still funny now.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And it's a little way to pay homage to the guy. Mm-hmm. Even on the set of Sullivan and Son, we had a picture before you entered the office space of Gene Kelly, and he's Pittsburgh legend.
Right. He was a dancer, Oscar.
Yeah, I got that.
Okay.
But he, you know, they always referred to him as the first blue collar dancer. Mm-hmm. And you look back in his first few films, he always performed in a white t-shirt and blue jeans.
Right.
And nobody had done that before as well. So it's kind of cool to see, you know, the blue collar mentality coming from Pittsburgh, but it's still relevant in Hollywood.
I love it, and I really appreciate it. I think it's cool that you do that.
Thanks.
Just a couple more questions. I know you've had a
long
morning.
We got to prick our thumbs in front of the fireplace.
No.
Become blood brothers.
Yeah. I'm all in.
We talk about change in the evolution of comedy, but also let's talk about content delivery, right?
Yeah.
When we all started in radio, and I imagine 18 years ago, the comedy album was, you know, it was as special as it was for me when I would go and buy one, or I'd pick one up at a show.
Yeah.
But now it's on demand. I can watch a special on Netflix, or I could buy your album on iTunes. How has that changed the way you do your business? Clearly, you're always going to tour and you'll have your projects, but it's a double-edged sword, because on one end, everybody has a voice, but on the other end, you can get your content so quickly to your customer or your fan base away, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Look, 10 years ago, like you were saying, I guess if you're huge, if you're Chris Rock, if you're Seinfeld, you go to HBO.
Yes.
Right.
Otherwise, every comic in the world, you had to go to Comedy Central. That was the platform to be seen on a nationwide scale. And the great thing is that as comedy's evolved, so has Comedy Central's taste. They want skinny guys, tight, ironic t-shirt, you know, facial hair.
Sure.
Alternative comedy, and by alternative, I mean not funny. So, great thing. I hate the alt scene. I can't stand it. It's just.
Could you?
Well, it's in a notebook, so it doesn't count, right?
Right.
So if it's not funny, it doesn't. It's just, it's in this notebook. I was working. No, you're a comic. When you're on stage, you gotta, it either works or doesn't. And just take the bullet on the chin. Don't say, well, it's in a notebook. It doesn't. I hate that. So Comedy Central skews more towards this alternative kind of esoteric thing. The great thing now is that you don't need Comedy Central anymore. So guys like Roy Wood Jr., who's finally cast in The Daily Show,
right,
for years he'd submit a half hour. And he was like Red in Shawshank. He never got, he never got a shot. And now he goes in, he kills the audition, he's on The Daily Show, so don't be surprised when he gets his hour. But it's like, for years, this guy was busting his hump. He's got material as good, if not better, than anybody out there right now that you could name. And I've always been a fan of Roy, so I'm more passionate about this subject. But for every Roy Wood Jr., there's another 20 or 30 guys that Comedy Central just says, he's too broad, he's not our taste. It's like, well, you know, then keep getting you know, low viewership and nobody's tuning in, and watch everybody go to Netflix, and that's where the specials are.
When you're out there for 20 years and you see the scape of the landscape of comedy changing, if I think back, I would say the mid to late 60s was the golden age for the comedy LP. And you had, you know, Cosby and Pryor breaking out, and you had your first family albums, and the party records would come out.
Right.
With this new delivery system, do you see perhaps we're on the precipice of a new golden era because the comedy is so available to people?
I think it's bittersweet because on one hand, look, a few years ago, it was like, it was amazing for a comic to get a half hour.
Right.
Like, great, you got a half hour. Now everybody's got an hour.
Mm-hmm.
So the hour special used to be a really unique thing where over the, look, how many hour specials does Seinfeld have? How many hour specials does Ray Romano have?
Right.
Or Drew Carey? Or sometimes they didn't have any.
Right.
True.
And nowadays, it's like Aziz has like four. Mm-hmm. Louis got five. Burr's got four or five. I'm working on my fourth. It's like you have to keep churning out the material, whereas years ago, you could have just lived off a solid 45, and that's it.
Right.
But nowadays, you can't do that anymore.
So the average would have been maybe three in your career, and that's how you could roll. But now it's got to be every couple years.
Carlin was an anomaly. I mean, with how many hours did he have at the end? Like 10, 12?
Well, he did, I think, maybe even a dozen specials for HBO alone. But he was the first one to do it.
Yeah.
And I mean, it reinvented him. And it was, but it also kept him so busy because, you know, that's a new hour chunk, what, every 12, 13 months? That's crazy.
Even Chris Rock, look at how many hours does Chappelle have?
Yeah.
But, I mean, this is a guy that's going to go out and tour off of the rock and roll kind of image that he has, where he's just like an outlaw, which everybody loves, and his show is so iconic, he'll be able to tour the rest of his life off of that. Like Seinfeld will be able to tour off the banner of one of the most iconic television shows of all time. But for the rest of the comics, it's like you got to stay relevant. You got to keep churning out the material because with Netflix, with YouTube, with everything, you got to create content.
Right.
Always about content.
How long do you stay off the road when you have a project? Do you have a number or a number of weeks or months that you're like, I have to hit the club, I have to do this? Do you go on a weekly basis? Some people need that outlet, need to get on that stage to feel like they still have that edge.
Yeah, I think, look, as I'm gearing up, I'm filming this hour in February in Chicago. Mm-hmm. So I always equate it to running a marathon. You got to train every day. So every week I train. I will be on the road every week until I film this. And then I'll take some time off, regroup, and then start from scratch. It's the scariest part of being a stand-up.
All right, let's wrap this up here. Steve, you've given us more time than we thought we would.
And we really appreciate it.
Thank you guys for having me. This is awesome.
I will be there tomorrow night at the 8 p.m. show. There is a show tonight at 10:30. Tomorrow, 8, that's the show I'll be at. And Rofo, if you want to come as well, maybe we can go together. 10:30 p.m. as well.
He doesn't have plans. Yeah, he'll be there. He'll be there, trust me.
100%. Both shows. Get early, stay late.
It's Sunday night at 8 p.m. It's DCImprov.com. Thank you so much, Steve.
Love it. Nice.
We'll
thanks.
See you
what
soon.
A pleasure, man. Thank you for
guys
coming
so much.
Perfect. Stick around. We'll
Thank
be
you.
Back.
Everybody loves somebody sometime. Everybody falls in love somehow.
Hey, Sanjeev, what are you doing? Can you hear me?
Oh, very, very sorry. I am listening to Open Mic from corporate radio to new media. It's the story of the Mike O'Meara show.
Isn't that the book you got me for my birthday? After I got the TMOS up, right? It was fantastic.
You are very right. You've read it, but you have not heard it. You will hear all the stories told by people who live them. Plus, there are surprises, expanded content, audio treats, and guest stars. For example, that news guy,
Richard Parker.
Oh, sorry, I mean Tony Perkins. It is absolutely fantastic.
Really? I am wanting to have it like right now. Please make me a copy, Sanjeev.
No, you must support the show.
Okay.
You can buy it on iTunes, Amazon, and a Google Play Store.
I will get it immediately.
Download the Open Mic audiobook today.
How often do I get to talk Dean Martin with a guest?
I love it when you connect to somebody young.
Oh, the kids love Dean Martin, right?
Sure they do.
Everyone seems to have a horror story when it comes to food delivery. If it's not late, it's cold, it's wrong, or it's not what you wanted in the first place. Well, now, the restaurants you have always wished would bring food to your door are only a click away. If you crave it, you can have it delivered with DoorDash. DoorDash is a game changer. DoorDash, high-quality food from your favorite spot, on time and still hot. DoorDash has local favorites, national chains, anything from Vietnamese to Froyo to barbecue. If you crave it, DoorDash will bring it to you. And best of all, they deliver from the places that don't deliver. All kinds of restaurants from across the city and surrounding suburbs. Great places like Five Guys, McDonald's, Panera, Ruth's Chris Steakhouse, all sorts of great restaurants. Now, ordering is quick and easy on your PC or your phone, and text updates ensure reliable delivery and eliminate guessing the arrival time. Plus, this is fantastic. No tipping. That means no hassle. That's right, no tipping. Just grab your food when it arrives, and that's it. Yum, yum. Order on demand or up to 5 days in advance. The choice is up to you. Try it out today. Here's an exclusive offer for our listeners. DoorDash giving you $10 off your first order. That's like getting a free lunch. What do you have to lose? Just go to DoorDash.com. Enter the promo code TMOS at checkout. DoorDash.com. Enter TMOS at checkout, and you get $10 off your order. This is a no-brainer. Try DoorDash for lunch or dinner today.
Thank you.
That was so cool. He was fun to talk to.
Yeah, and it's nice to have somebody in studio that really wants to talk shop.
Yeah, right? I love when he talks
don't know that business.
The business of comedy.
Yeah, we don't know that business, and he's done it for almost 20 years, and just an all-around good guy.
And, you know, anytime someone talks about Seinfeld like that, that's a guy who tells the truth.
Do us a favor, if you don't mind, and again, you clearly noticed that Mike's on the road today, so it's Rob and I.
What?
We couldn't get into as the show started, but if you're on Twitter or you're on Facebook, let them know that you heard this. We're really trying in 2015 and 2016 to really engage
and
build a new relationship with a lot of these, not just clubs, but really some of these personalities.
Performers and personalities.
We want people to want to just call into the show, right?
Yeah, be a part of it.
Much like you guys did with Don and Mike. You built such a nice rapport with talent. So it's at Steve Byrne Live on Twitter and Facebook.com/Steve Byrne Live. Let him know that you liked the segment and you checked out his specials.
Come on out and see him tonight. This man is funny and smart. I loved him.
Now, a lot of fun.
With Mike on the road, do you think he'll be using Waze?
I want Mike to use Waze. Is... And I think everybody, and you might.
And we should say hi because I know he's listening.
Hi, Mike. Hi, Carla. Hi, little Michael.
Yes, little Michael. Hello.
So the wild part about the way Mike uses Waze is that he'll use Waze after he goes through all his prompts on his car.
Right.
So, and then he'll mother F his car for 20 minutes. And then he's like, what is that app? And he'll get to Waze.
Right.
I use Waze, and I can't speak for you guys, but I'd like to know. I use Waze just religiously.
Oh, it's you know what? When I sit down in the car in the morning, I plug in the Waze, and then I figure out what I'm going to listen to. It's the first thing I do.
Yeah.
It's like putting on a seatbelt for me.
Quick sidebar. Are you getting those creepy notices from Google Maps, a competitor?
Yes.
But also owns, Google bought a Waze.
Yes.
But a competitor app says, it's going to be 4 minutes to the studio. Traffic on Wisconsin is light.
Oh, yeah. And so I say, you can be home in 47 minutes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is someone waiting
it
for
knows.
Me there? Who's there? Bad news. The app is coming from inside
it
the house.
And this is a scenario, and I probably didn't paint the picture correctly. I jump in my car.
Right.
I go from my little condo into my car, and boop, boop, pops up.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
55 minutes to Manassas.
Yes.
In a weird way, I want to thank the app, but another way I said, hey, I didn't even open you.
Yeah.
Like, you just decided, I thought I just got a text, but you just gave me a heads up about traffic.
Yeah, you know what it is? It's the annoying neighbor. It's the annoying neighbor that maybe didn't do too well in school.
Let me make my own decisions.
Yeah.
Yes.
I can out-creepy you. I got
you can out-creepy
me.
God, you've been doing it for 6 years.
Be out-creep?
Anytime I get an email from somebody about a plane ticket or anything like that, on the day that plane's coming in, Google will pop up a thing on my phone that says flight blah, blah, blah is coming in.
Oh,
like,
my
it's been
God.
Sitting there watching everything.
For a man that can't book his own own travel.
Is this some sort
of, it's trying to help.
Is this some sort of terrorist app you have?
Yeah.
It is.
The plane is landing?
Who flies in?
It's called Android.
Who flies in that you know?
I think it was my brother was flying in. And
his brother.
And sure it was, yeah.
Yeah,
it was
sure.
It was the guy with all the new hot new anime is what it was.
They're filming Caligula 2.0.
I'm going to meet you at the luggage carousel.
Kashiwazaki.
Yeah. Pick it out of the back of a van.
My anime mule.
But, you know, Waze is honestly a part of my life, but now there has been a story, and I just showed it to you, Oscar, that scared me a little bit. A lady was, where was it? Was this in South America somewhere? Where was it? What
country?
You know,
when you say that, you just completely spit all over this, this entire country.
No, no, what I'm
South America somewhere? How many countries are in South America?
Oh, there's at least six.
How about this? You pick the one country that doesn't speak Spanish, and it's Brazil.
Ah, yes, Brazil. Yes.
It's the biggest one, though.
Yeah.
Hey, great wax. So you go down to Brazil, you plug something into Waze. She's a tourist.
Rio de Janeiro.
And it takes her to not where she wanted to go. She wanted to go to some touristy destination. It took her to one of the worst areas in town.
Ooh. And a Fufuzela.
Ravellas.
No, what? No, that's not the horn from the soccer game, is it?
Excuse me.
What right by the Jesus statue?
I think it's a Fravella.
Hey, guys, don't help
Isn't
so much.
That touchdown Jesus?
Touchdown Jesus, exactly. And this woman, tragically, is murdered.
Oh, that's not okay.
Because she is misdirected to the neighborhood by Waze. Now, this doesn't happen often when you're going from, say, Manassas to Washington, D.C., but when you are in another country where Waze is perhaps not used as much, this could be a concern. And Waze's concern is that with the Olympics coming to Brazil, what could happen? And they're sort of, you know, they're very, very nervous about it. But the thing that I question about this, even if I'm using Waze and relying on Waze, if I see my neighborhood changing right before my very eyes, I'm going to second guess my nav system.
Mm-hmm. Look, I want to blame this on being foreign. I want to blame this on being in Brazil.
Right.
There are bad neighborhoods around the world.
Everywhere,
right?
Yeah.
And Waze.
I'm not trying to turn it into a Brazil thing. I'm turning it into a Waze thing. Yeah.
I'm actually defending this poor lady's memory because I have taken Waze and I have ended up in the worst parts of D.C.
Yep.
Because I said, this shortcut probably gets me from Rhode Island Avenue to College Park, right?
To be fair, though, what you had put into Waze is you wanted the fastest way to Sibley Hospital. And it took you to a neighborhood where you'd get beat up.
Yeah, probably. But I'll say that on my end, it really, I think that people forget to turn on their brains when they turn on these apps.
You have to.
Because they will take you. And this isn't like the bit of Apple Maps drove you right into a lake.
Yeah. Right. I mean, you're on a road as a rule. So it's
so
okay.
You think the road is going to lead you to your destination.
Right.
And it's not a perfect science. No. There are times where even Waze, which is crowdsourced and people are supposed to help you and let you know, will point me in directions where I know that is clearly not faster.
Yeah.
It's just not. I've driven these roads enough times that my common sense, this doesn't work.
The mathematics might bear it out, but you know what? I don't like to take the Clara Barton Parkway in the morning. I just don't. It's not a ride I like. So I'll add the 4 minutes, ostensibly, that the computer says, and take the road I like. Provided, and now here's where it's strong, though. It will say, there is a wreck here. There is police here. There is traffic stop here. That's where it's most valuable. Mm-hmm. But you got to use your brain when you use it.
And it's a good lesson, and I'm glad you brought this up for anyone. Your common sense, it will always trump your apps.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
It just will with these directional apps. My mom did this fun bit where she called me before the show, as she likes to, because she doesn't really care what I do for a living.
No, she's all about timing.
And she says, can you look up my doctor in D.C. in Foxhall, around the corner here, right?
Right, okay.
And I said, sure. She goes, I have to, and this is, I think, every old woman's a bit, I have to get write down the address. This is her process here, right?
Okay.
And God forbid that she ever gets into any sort of emergency services because she just won't get there.
Right.
She says she writes down the address from the email.
Okay.
And then she goes to her car a day before the actual trip, puts it into not her brand new nav that she has in her brand new Lexus.
24 hours out, she does this.
Puts it into her Garmin from 5 years ago.
Sure.
That has the big fat back.
Right.
So she's got, I mean, she basically has a nice LED television in her dashboard.
Right.
But she likes her fat back DLP TV that she hangs from, the inside of her car and just mucks up the entire sequence and beauty and cleanness of that design.
Can you explain to her that the car has everything that does built in?
Her process, but the key here is the process.
Right.
She takes it from her email that she has to get from my father's office because that's the only computer she knows how to use.
Writes it down with pencil and paper.
When she doesn't call me to check her email for her, right?
Right. Can you come over and check my email, please?
So writes it down, takes it to the garage, punches in her Garmin from 1998.
Right.
Because it's the only one she knows how to use. Then she makes a note of the address in her iPhone in her notes.
Good Lord.
So my mom calls me before the show. She says, hey, I can't find this address. I said, Mom, the appointment's tomorrow. She says, yes, but I need to do it now. I said, why do you need to do it now? I have a show that I'm getting to. And she says, look, if you don't care, that's fine. If I don't make you the doctor, that's fine. I would do this. And then so the Latin guilt starts pouring on me,
of course.
Right?
Glug, glug, glug. Here it comes.
So because I'm a pussy, I call my brother and I say, hey, man, I know you're an anesthesiologist and I hope you're not between surgeries, but you need to help Mom with her address. And he said, what do you mean? I said, dude, I don't know. I have to go make the funny
right.
And pay my mortgage.
Of course.
And then I have to go to school. Can you please call her?
Yes.
My brother calls me. He says, don't answer the phone before noon ever again.
Oh,
he
God.
Said it took him 30 minutes to get this process done. Old people and young people have a problem with this.
Yes.
Right?
Well, they attack it differently. Yeah.
What generation does it right? Because I'm sure the effing millennials out there don't do it right either.
Well, the millennials would like if the doctor could come to them, ideally.
Uh-huh. Well, no, that's what they'll say. And then this is another key. How about, and this is where I feel like an old effing man.
No, you're not, though.
I was a effing radio station promo van driver.
Right.
And you know how I got around with effing MapQuest that had dried ink that smeared all the time or you left it on the desk and I had to look for buildings. I said, well, that building is across from that building. That looks familiar. They said it's across from the Panera downtown. I know where that is.
Let me one up you. I delivered furniture, we had Alexandria Drafting Company map books. Now, they used to have them at 7-Eleven.
Awesome. Staples. What happened to them?
And Friday night, before we would go out on Saturday, which was the big delivery day, we'd go through every ticket and we'd say, Northern Virginia map book, page 17E8. And we'd have to go through the...
You'd have to lay that out?
Yeah, so we'd... And then figure out our route.
Oh, my God.
So, granted, you know what? I am the oldest soul in this show. But as far as technology goes... Get rid of pencil and paper. Get rid of paper. What you need to do is start getting her directly. Well, first of all, she needs to check her email.
My mom's foreign.
I know she's foreign, but you know what? There are foreign people that have email.
Unless Don Francisco is telling her how to do this.
He's gone, dude. He's gone.
He's retired.
He's retired.
Jesus, he's gone. He's dead.
He's not. The show is gone.
Listen.
Sabado is no longer Gigante.
The racket with those maps, though, if I recall, every year you'd have to get a new one.
Yeah, and they were expensive.
Right?
They were
$20 a piece?
Yeah, then, you know, but it was the workhorse of what we had.
This is fun for you young cowboys out there, your little fellas.
Your little outlaws?
Yeah, your little outlaws. You would have to buy one for Virginia. You would have to buy one for Maryland. You would have to buy one for D.C. They finally came out with a DMV one, but that only covered Northern Virginia, Montgomery County, maybe a little of Howard.
And it costs like $90.
Yes!
So what are we saying is that, you know what? You got to hide the Garmin from her. Hide the Garmin. Make her use her car.
If you use the app, use your common sense.
Exactly. Okay. I'm glad. I think we solved something here.
I think we have.
I think we have. All right.
That map business. Jesus.
Oh, you know what? Yesterday, Oscar, I returned to my true calling. I did PA at a football game.
Oh, I can't wait to hear about this.
It was pretty
those
dynamic.
Poor students.
They loved it. Stick around.
In the outfield.
We're back after
on
this.
On first base.
I know that ball players today have very peculiar names. No, we are back.
Shooting a double-double in the end zone.
We are back with the Mike O'Mara Show.
You know what one of the best things about waking up in the morning is for me now? My Harry's. I love to wake up because I wake up to Harry's. I wake up to a better shave. It's a razor that feels great in my hand and on my face. And I wake up knowing that I didn't spend a fortune on razor blades. Just roll into the drugstore, try it, check out the prices, and then compare them to Harry's. Harry's.com was started by two guys who are passionate about creating a better shaving experience. And right now, our listeners can get $5 off their first purchase of a starter set by using the code TMOS at checkout. Now, how do they do it at Harry's? They bought a razor factory in Germany that has been making the highest quality blades for nearly a century. We love Harry's. Everybody on the show uses them. And also, our listeners are loving them as well. They ship from the factory straight to you, which cuts out the middleman so you get the best shave and factory direct prices that are incredible. Say goodbye to choosing between expensive brands or cheap disposables and say hello to Harry's. High quality blades at a price you'll love. Go to harrys.com right now and enter the code TMOS at checkout to get $5 off your first purchase. That's a month's worth of shaving for just $10 with the TMOS code at checkout. Remember, harrys.com and code TMOS. It's the best.
It's the only thing that touches my head is Harry's. We are back. The Mike O'Mara Show, and we've talked about them in the past, Oscar. My good friends, the Chubbicks.
The Chubbicks!
And they're part of my supper club, and they're a great couple. And although I think Leesburg has a mayor and a town council and a government and everything, nothing happens in Leesburg where I live without the implicit consent of Mrs. Chubbick.
Okay.
She's very involved. They have, I think, 72 children, and so they're always involved in every school function. And it has been a long time since I had worked with the Redskins. And, you know, I used to do their field announcement like about 10 years ago.
I wish Mike was here today.
Oh, you know what? You know what? This is how much I love you guys. Here you go. Once, and that's it.
At defensive tackle, number 95, Mitch.
And to be fair, that's not what got me fired.
Could you hit that again?
No,
just because I didn't hear the fidelity was
a little more gain
low.
On that.
A little
that,
more gain.
No, actually, the problem is Mike has the only pure fidelity copy of it. Mine is a second generation.
Oh, I'm sure that's the case. You can't,
I swear
you can't
it.
Turn the gain
Give her Oscar. See
I can
what happens.
Play it. I can play it louder, but it's still going to sound a little muddy. My hand to God, this is the best I have.
At defensive tackle, that's number 95, Mitch Wilkinson.
Yeah, that's much better. That said, I have in the past, I was invited back to my high school to call from the actual press box, do the PA for a football game. And after one quarter, they asked me to leave.
Yes.
Gave me a sweatshirt, sent me
because,
on my way.
And look, this isn't a secret. And I know we joke around. You have no idea what you're talking about.
I do not know sports.
Yes.
Now, I can tell you.
Which is fine.
I can tell you the
no
rudiments of football, but that's
I don't get upset about it like Mike gets upset about it. I really believe that. Your heart is in the right place, and if you have a script, you can fake anything.
And so that's what I was hoping.
Yes.
I showed up. I got a text from Kristen Chubbick on Tuesday. She said, there's a freshman in a JV game Thursday night because varsity plays Friday.
Yes.
They don't have an announcer. Would you come out and do it? And I said—
What happened to the announcer? Harry Carey?
Harry Carey. He was spirited off to Chicago to do the game. I think that actually their regular guy just isn't doing it this year. This was their first home game for the JV and the freshman.
If the regular guy quit,
yeah,
let's call Rob.
Call Rob. He'll do it free. And so you know what? You know this. And you know what? We're all pretty much the same way. We've never met a microphone we don't
Isn't
like.
Isn't that something a student should do?
No.
They could teach a student to
No,
do.
As a matter of fact, it shouldn't, because one of the biggest directives they gave me is don't be a homer. And I think they're afraid if a student did it, they wouldn't
But
keep
you're
it.
Supposed to learn. That's where you learn to be a professional.
Especially
that's
a, for JV
that's
and
the
freshmen.
Best learning opportunity. This isn't varsity football.
Get out of my way. It's my job, student. You know, they give me a student spotter. That'd be all right. He can learn the ropes up there. But
you should bring somebody on.
Actually, they did assign me a spotter.
They did?
And that's
was
why
she cute?
It was no, it was a guy.
Was he smooth?
His name was Jim and he knew the players. So it made it very easy. And
okay, go ahead.
And what was so cool, anytime, you know, as I said, microphone, love it. Especially when you get up and you've got a big sound system. And I was talking to the AV guy and I said, is this a little loud? A guy said during the sound check it was a little loud. He said, we're running this at the level that is dictated by the county. So, I mean, they've got
the county.
The county of Loudoun County has a sound level they
I'm
do.
I'm sure they've got a guy at the bottom of the field saying, this is what doesn't blow the parents' eardrums out.
And also, it did seem loud, and there were a couple complaints, which, by the
I
way,
bet.
I loved. I love the
Why
complaint.
Why would you love that?
Because
people don't want to sit in the stands with your big mouth flapping.
Because it's so loud. I loved it. But they,
it's all about you.
They said, I think the problem is that the JV and freshman games are underattended in comparison with the varsity games, and there's not as much crowd noise to absorb what's going on in the PA.
And correct me if I'm wrong, because this is your wheelhouse.
Sure.
Don't they just have to turn down the level like a volume knob?
Yeah, it was a fader, but I said
fader.
So the guy came up and said, how's it going? And I said, we got a complaint that it's a little loud. He says, same level it always is. You want me to turn it down? I said, no, sir. Leave it where it is. Like being loud. So anyway.
What a jerk.
That's me, a jerk all over. So I get up
there. What would have taken away from your experience if they just turned it down a little bit for the people that were in the stadium?
I thought the complaints were actually quite isolated. I mean, one complaint is hardly anything. Somebody is always unhappy.
It's one guy that finally nutted up and said, enough of this.
It was probably
it's too
a
loud.
It was probably
no, it was a guy.
Yeah.
Was it?
Wow. It was a guy. Yeah. And he was great. He came up. He was a perfect high school parent. He comes in. He comes into the press box and he says, we're not on the air right now, are we? And
I said, sweet. Respectful. Most people don't even do that. They just bust in like the Kool-Aid man.
And I said, yeah, we'll take care of it. Anyway, so I get there.
You're such a jerk.
I am a jerk.
Why did you just turn it down a little bit?
Okay, I tell you what. They've invited me back next Thursday. I'll turn it down a little bit.
But you
bit.
See my logic?
No, I don't. I want to be loud. I want to be heard. I want to hear it bouncing back off the voice, off the wayside.
Whatever you're making up for in your life that didn't go right in the past.
I think it's right now.
Yeah, I just... hear me roar! Pass me that footlong!
All right, how about this, Oscar? If you ever get the opportunity to announce at a football game...
I don't want the opportunity.
It is a tremendous thrill. I mean, this is not like doing an NFL game, obviously, but when you're on a sound system that size,
yeah,
really cool.
I think you just made my point.
How's that?
You were in an NFL stadium.
Right.
You've heard yourself booming in an NFL stadium.
I have.
You've heard the roars that in your mind, you could probably said they're cheering for me, not the players.
Oh,
like
that,
you could have done some sort of
augmented
reality.
Think one of those seasons they were cheering for me and not the Redskins.
Okay, so why does it get your gears going? Like, why?
Because you know what? If you're going to do it, make sure they hear you do it.
Oh.
And
but
you know
there's
what?
There's like 20 people in the stands.
No, there was probably 200 people there.
200?
Yeah.
And all right.
But you know what?
Let's blow all their eardrums out.
And they're all at the ENT today.
Yes.
But whatever it is, my flaws are multifold, but I just wanted it
did
loud.
You run tape?
I did run tape.
Oh, yes.
And we can open this up. Here I am at the intro of the junior varsity game. And here's the thing that's funny. And I actually heard an interview with the old Redskins announcer. His name was Phil Hochberg.
Okay.
And people that went to the Redskins games years ago will remember Phil. He was a truly, truly nice guy. And when I was on the field, we got a chance to talk once, and it was a big thrill for me because he was a voice that you heard every time you went into the stadium. And he said, when you put your voice on a sound system like that, almost without control, you talk slower, more distinctly, and your voice is not your speaking voice. And listening back to the tape, it's true. You affect an announcer voice. I wasn't trying to, but here's how we open the JV game.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Fortune Field at Tuscarora High School, where tonight the JV football team hosts the Titans of Dominion High School.
That's how the world works.
Tuscarora High School encourages positive sportsmanship and behavior in our activities. Please encourage players and coaches with positive comments and acts.
This is the only script I got.
Respect the decisions of your game officials. We would like to remind you that the administration reserves the right to remove anyone for inappropriate behavior or poor sportsmanship.
Wait, stop it. Who is talking?
You see, obviously, it's not so loud.
Because
what happened is I was in the press box and I had the recorder like on the windowsill outside, and they're right in front of us.
Doesn't that hurt your feelings?
No.
I mean, you're basically doing a job that nobody cares about.
I'll tell you what hurts my feelings. I have a photograph of myself.
Trying to ignore him.
Yeah. They don't care.
What hurts
that lady
my
was
feelings?
Asking for a piece of gum.
There is a picture of me. There is a picture of me at FedEx Field on the Jumbotron, and you can see a full sold out crowd. No one looking anywhere on the field. No one looking at the Jumbotron. I'm killing myself, and they don't care. That hurts my feelings.
Okay.
Tuscarora does it. If you want to hear a little bit of my Rocket play-by-play, and this was actually fun because they did give me a spotter.
Yeah.
So really,
what would that smooth young man tell you?
He would say, no, it was a dad. It was a guy my age. He would say,
that's creepy.
Number XX with the carry, okay, tackled by number XX.
Hold on.
I had the rosters in front of me and I'd match the names up.
Okay. Let's hear it.
Okay. Now, the one thing I will say that I did have some fun with is, remember Mike yesterday was doing the Yankee announcer that used to introduce Derek Jeter?
Jeter.
I got to the thing. Now, he would repeat his number. So occasionally I would repeat the player's name twice. And so about halfway through the game, I get a text from my daughter. She says, why are you saying some names twice?
And she's there?
Yes.
Is she mortified?
She was actually, she said it was cool.
Oh, that's
now
awesome.
That makes it all worthwhile. So here's a touchdown drive. I was embarrassed. She was okay. Here's a touchdown drive from the junior varsity game. Edited, compressed for content.
Derek Larson.
Woo-hoo, Derek.
Come on, Tuskegee.
First down, Husky.
Woo, Ariana, first down.
Pipe down.
First down, Huskies. Pass complete to number two.
Woo-hoo!
Joaquin Garcia.
Way to go, Joaquin.
Garcia. First and goal, Tuscarora Husky.
Doing this because those rubes have no idea what you're doing.
I'm just having a blast. And by the time we got to the second game, and they're short games, they're 10-minute quarters. So they did actually two games last night. The first one was at 5:30, and then they played to like total. I think we got out of there at like 8:45.
Cool, cool.
And you know what? They treated me dynamite. Everyone was so thankful.
Back. Could we have a new bit every week? Well, is that the new gig? What's the story?
I think they only have three home games.
Oh.
So, but I will do I will do all three of them.
Three-game miniseries on.
Yeah, exactly. We'll take a three-game miniseries. Congrats.
But anyway, they were extraordinarily kind.
Garcia.
And I'd like to thank everyone at Tuscarora High School. High School. It was a blast. They gave me a Tuscarora t-shirt and hat. Hooked me up with the swag. They were great.
Just turn down the volume. Please.
Hey, I don't run my own board there, okay? Stick around. We're coming back with Oscar. And thank you to everyone at Tuscarora. And congratulations to the freshman and JV team with victories
congrats,
last
man.
Night. Good
perfect.
Stuff. Back after this with Oscar Rotzi. It's the Michael Merritt Show.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
I'm Gary Stein.
And on tomorrow's episode of the show, we have some great music by Ben Stein. Do you know him?
I've heard of him.
Yeah, why is that?
I think he's going to be a superstar and probably fund the rest of my career.
That's because he's Gary's son. Check it out, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the brand new Tony Perkins Show app.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Perkins Show.
Well, folks, the NFL season is in full swing, and SeatGeek is the place to get tickets to this week's game. Our listeners can use our promo code TMOS on the SeatGeek app and get a $20 rebate off their first SeatGeek purchase. Now, SeatGeek does tons of things that the other ticketing sites don't do. SeatGeek pulls ticket options from hundreds of online sellers to create a one-stop shop for tickets. You'll see virtually every single ticket option on one page. It's the best. There's no need to go anywhere else. They also have a technology called Deal Score that calculates the value of every single ticket. Now, it ranks them from 1 to 100, and then it color codes them so you can tell at a glance the best ticket at the best value on SeatGeek. Finally, the SeatGeek mobile app makes the ticket buying process seamless and easy. No more typing in squiggly letters that you can't read. On SeatGeek, you only need two quick taps. There's no faster way to buy tickets. To redeem your promo code and save $20 on tickets, just download the free SeatGeek app today and enter the code TMOS. Do it in the app. Then SeatGeek will send you $20 when you make your first SeatGeek purchase. And every ticket on SeatGeek is backed by a 100% guarantee. So download the free SeatGeek app and use the code TMOS today.
Thank you, Mike O'Mara. And now, a Friday tradition. America's in love with him. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Oscar Santana and Oscar Rotzi.
Fellas!
Hey!
Let me ask you a question.
Shoot.
What's the nicest car you've ever owned?
I think probably when I bought the Tahoe new.
Right?
It was great. I love it.
Tahoe new, it's sweet. I'm not going to ask the guys in here because they all drive yeah. S-boxes. but yes.
My pony has borrowed cars.
Yeah. Think about this.
Dodge Stratus.
Oh, God. Rob, what if you walked out and say you had a detached garage and the Tahoe was up in flames?
Yeah. Oh, and my garage is emotionally detached.
Yes.
It's really hard to deal with. I'd panic. I'd scream. I would.
Apparently, Floyd Mayweather had a Bentley and two Rolls Royces.
Oh!
Hey, do you say Rolls Royces?
Wow, that is a good question.
Two Rolls. Yeah, two cars, two automobiles from the Rolls Royce company.
And a Moose Meese thing?
Yeah, Moose Meese.
Rolls Reese's.
go up in flames.
Oh, my.
Completely destroyed.
God.
A hit to his car collection, and they all went up in flames in a car carrier. And by that, I mean, when you have an expensive car like this, it comes in an enclosed carrier across the country where they're being transported, right?
Okay, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
The trailer fire didn't just take out those cars. He had four total go up in flames and other collectors' cars as well.
Oh.
Now, this is the fun bit about this type of trailing, and I'll get to the next entertainment story in 2 seconds.
Sure.
But it is not cheap, right?
No.
It is not cheap, and when you get it done, it legitimately said they have, we're going to pick up your car, a white glove service. They'll put it right back on, and then they trailer them out. There's not even an oil drop from the oil pan above coming down to your car. It's completely enclosed.
Sure.
Up in flames.
Jeez. Now, in that case, I guess the car carrier company is the one that's going to take the bite, right?
And this is where I'm going to paint with a broad brush.
Okay.
Every time I talk to, and I never had fully enclosed trailer because the car was too low, right? So that needed a special type of trailer.
And speaking of low cars, I do want to say thank you for the ride to the Ronald Reagan building, but I've had easier times climbing into a grave than getting into your car.
You think
but,
that car is low? The Audi was really low.
Yeah, next time we get the jaws of life.
That the idea. And the conversation I've always had with these guys is like, hey, what's your insurance policy like?
Right.
Because if it's coming across the country, you're moving from state to state, especially with a car like that.
Any number of things could happen.
Not my car.
No.
Those cars, right? If they're always hinky about it.
They never want to own up to it?
They never really know. We're insured and bonded up to $1 million. I imagine two Bentleys, two Rolls, probably close to $1 million.
Yeah, I think you might even exceed it.
Who's going to pay? Right?
Wow.
Who's going to pay? Now, it happened to Floyd, so I don't feel so bad for him.
No.
But I think it's either karma or it's just bad luck.
Get
I don't
it?
Know.
Karma?
Do you know who Bella Thorne is?
No.
You probably do. Have you seen Duff, the movie?
Yeah.
Yeah. Duff stands for, by the way, a dumb, ugly, fat friend.
Right. Every girl supposedly has a Duff. That's right. As a matter of fact, when Steve Byrne was in here, he made Rob Ford our Duff.
Yeah.
That guy's for you. It's
yeah, you're welcome.
So,
pretty glad he came in today.
She's the star of Duff, and I'll show you a nice picture here.
Oh, you know who she played? She played Anne on, what do you call it? Arrested Development.
Star, right?
She was on Arrested Development. She's hot. She's not the star.
No, not Anne at all.
No, she's not the star of Duff. She was a star of Duff.
Well, I would think, okay, she's the hottest girl on
the
Duff.
The hot girl from the Duff, yeah.
So my wonderful girlfriend has the tastes of a 16-year-old, so she bought Duff on demand. And I said, hey, who's that redhead? And she's like, oh, I don't think that girl's even 18. I said, hey, who's that redhead?
Yeah, of course.
I'm proud to announce for you creeps out there
that
Bella Thorne is now 18.
Woo!
Now, I wouldn't get away with that type of story with Mike here, but since it's just us,
and you know
why
what?
Not?
I'm pretty glad you didn't bring it up when we had the guest here. I think you chose your spot well.
Well, I think that Steve, while he's married and has a child,
you know what? Next time you do it, let's do it this way. Do you know Bella Thorne? We want to wish her happy birthday. She's 18 now. Don't do it the way you did it.
Just for context. If someone's seen Duff, they'd know who I was talking about. Malcolm Jamal Warner.
Oh, Theo!
Not enough of the Cosby cast has come out against Cosby.
Yeah, and some of them have actually defended him,
right?
I believe. Yeah.
This is the first story that I've read that Malcolm Jamal Warner is actually addressing the fact that this may be true.
He's come out and said it?
He says to TMZ that he's saddened by the scandal, and it says that, you know, while there's a lot to be,
yet
to be learned, it's kind of hard to ignore the writing on the wall.
He's right.
Yeah.
He's absolutely right about it. But you know what? I think most of the Cosby kids have kept silent almost.
Yes.
As out of either maybe not respect, but just out of deference to the man that brought them on television.
He did say he felt sorry for the woman that Cosby allegedly victimized as well, which is interesting. I just thought that it took almost 2 years
mm-hmm. yeah.
for someone from that cast not to come out and completely defend him, but also say, wait a second, something's going on.
Yeah, I think, and I do believe, I think it was Rudy that defended him. Keisha Knight Pulliam, is that her name? Pulliam?
No.
I believe she...
Keisha?
I believe she said something that she couldn't believe it happened.
Rudy Huxtable?
Rudy Huxtable. Of course, now she's 62. The show hasn't been on in a long time, but you know what? Good for him if he has an opinion. If he's
he
brave
has his
to
own
share.
Opinion that's different from the rest
exactly.
and more like the rest of the country.
Here.
Do we have time for the Hot 100?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it. Perfect.
And number five?
Yes, please. Now watch me whip. Timpani.
Yes.
Okay. Sound effects. Actually, we're going with. Why'd you give me six?
No, one of them is a timpani.
Oh.
It's part of the playlist. Remember, I said go from five to one.
Timpani.
I thought I was pretty clear.
I'm an ass.
Click here.
In order to split up
the pulled a Mike
O'Mara.
I just pulled a Mike O'Mara. God bless
you. It's like having him here.
Yeah. It's Silento, watch me.
Yes.
If you look at this video, you realize that we're just completely out of the demo now.
Exactly.
Yeah. Good song, though.
It's a fine song. Yes. And now later after the show, Oscar, if you want to split up effort, if you want to whip, I'll nay-nay. That way we...
No.
No deal? Okay. That, sorry about that. Call me on my
cell phone. Drake, Hotline Bling.
Yeah. Great cakes this guy has.
I haven't heard this.
This is new. This is one of... You know, Oscar, when we do this every 5 weeks,
yes. I
and there's only
this.
Two new songs in the top five, this is a new one.
Okay.
This
Hotline Bling. Keep playing, huh? That can only mean one thing.
I know when that hotline bling. Apparently, there's a young lady who's fond of Drake.
You gotta break down the song.
And calls him, and there's the hotline bling. Yeah.
All right, well, let's I don't know if I love that one.
All right. I do love this.
Yes, The Weeknd. Can't feel my face. It's strong, man. I hear this everywhere.
Can we dedicate this to the lady who had the problem with the chimp?
Oh, jeez.
Charlotte Nash.
So rich
and shocking.
Okay, I'm sorry. Oh! Justin Bieber's penis.
Yeah. He's packing. He's packing a hit. I'll tell you that. Yeah. Justin Bieber, what do you mean? What do I mean to you? Now, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
I haven't heard this on the radio either.
This is brand new. But it's weird that this is the only... There's
How
only
did
two
they
new
do
songs.
This
it
list.
Debuted in the top five?
I believe it did.
Wow.
Yeah, Billboard is the source.
Do you think it was the pick?
Oh.
That got him there?
Note that time.
Yeah.
And I don't think so, because I think it was before that.
Look, I know radio traditionally takes some time to play the hit songs.
Right.
But I listened to enough satellite radio that I feel like I would have heard this song already.
Yeah.
And I listen, I'm like, hits 100. Like, I listen to all, like, the
20
top 40
on 20.
Songs. Yeah, 20 yeah. on 20.
You know, that I will say this is... As much as I would not want to have nude pictures of me publicized, he's coming out of this one smelling like a rose.
I just wanted someone to say that they photoshopped it. Because I was like, this is why he's such an a-hole.
You're right.
Because even if he loses all his money and all his fortune, he still has got a nuclear submarine in his pants.
Exactly. What a jerk. So now.
Number one.
Yes.
With the bullet. It's The Weeknd.
Ah, two in the top five.
The Hills. This is still a hit.
And you know what? I don't think this is one third the record of Can't Feel My Face.
Yeah, it makes. This is what's strange. Is this song would be playing at the beginning of the night.
Yes.
There's no way the song plays like when people are dancing, right?
Right.
Unless they're trying to get people out. And I know this because I was for a good 3 or 4 weeks, I DJed at a club in Baltimore.
Be fair, it was a great 3 or 4 weeks.
I remember the playlist they would give us. I was like, all right, so you want people to leave.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I just want people to leave. All right, well, thank you, Rob. Appreciate
you
this.
You are my
And remember,
my pleasure.
What is it? Rising in the Charts, Timpani from Sound Effects. What an asshole.
Not my fault. People say, we're back after this final audio vault. Oh, the weeks. Stick around, folks.
What a jerk.
This week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
So the first time you are ticketed on your car over there, it's going to be a $300
fine. So they'll say, so this is what happens. The police, and you can ask Jerky this, and he'll confirm this.
Okay.
You get ticketed.
Hey, could he fix it so we can park there?
Shut up. Not on the show, you moron. God, fathead. Jesus Christ, Rob.
Terrible mafia.
Isn't he?
His mafia instincts are horrible.
Right. But what are you going to go to the next f***ing game you go to? I have my scalp ticket here. Thank you. Oh, my God. Well, He may have. Not anymore.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Check out the bonus show this week. Another great one. If you love Wayne Newton, you will love it. And also, hear me being an idiot, as you just did. Isn't that right, Mike?
We love telling you about Vistaprint on the Mike O'Mara Show because we've all used cards from Vistaprint. And this is one of the best deals online. And it's one of the best deals you should really take advantage of. I'm surprised you haven't done it by now. Vistaprint.com, 500 business cards for just $9.99. And all you have to do is enter the promo code TMOS at checkout. That is $9.99 for 500 business cards. You can upgrade to their signature stock. You can add a fancy finish, go double-sided, even raise print. Vistaprint does it all, and we love the product, and I love the customer service as well. They even do banners, apparel, flyers, postcards, invitations, anything you need for home or business, they'll do it for you at Vistaprint. Vistaprint is the best customer service, and they guarantee you'll be happy. If you're not happy, they will make it right. We promise. Just remember to use the code TMOS at Vistaprint.com, and you'll get 500 business cards for $9.99. That is a 50% savings, great quality, easy to customize, and your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. If you're not happy, they'll make it right. Just visit Vistaprint.com, create your custom card, and use promo code TMOS at checkout. Remember, TMOS. Don't wait. Go to Vistaprint.com and order today.
Thank you, Uncle Mike. Time for the audio vault. That door is open. Whoa. Yes, sir. I wanted to get to this. Make sure we get to this. Today is the 75th birthday of John Lennon. If he had been alive, he'd be 75 today. And I want to share one tape with you guys. I love this tape. This is from the mid-70s when he went to a football game, Monday Night Football.
Oh, nice.
And I believe there was a senator in the game that night and John Lennon. And they like to interview celebrities during halftime.
Cool.
And they didn't know how they're going to break it up. And legend has it that Howard Cosell went to Frank Gifford and said, "Giff, you take the politician, I'll take the Beatle." And so this is a small piece, great piece of tape, Howard Cosell and John Lennon at Monday Night.
Now I've got a most familiar figure and face for all of you across the country here with me now. Of the original Beatles, Mr. John Lennon.
How are you?
What's been your view of this American professional football scene?
It's an amazing event and sight. It makes rock concerts look like tea parties. But I must say the first thing I heard when I got in was I'm playing a Beatles tune yesterday, which cheered me up no end.
Will the Beatles ever reunite?
You never know. You never know. I mean, it's always in the wind. If it looked like this, it might be worth doing, right?
You did just spend the weekend with Ringo.
Yeah, and I promised him I'd mention his album Out Now, and I said I wouldn't mention my own, which is out now, too. Forget it.
Thank you very much,
John. It's been a pleasure. Thanks for having me, Howard.
Well, maybe we'll get to talk to you later in the show. Right now, we've got to rejoin the Giffer.
Frank okay, Giffer. Over to Giffer. Bye-bye.
Amazing to think with how long John Lennon has been gone, and he would still only be 75 if he was alive
today. They gave him the brush off.
Well, they got things to do. They got things
you're
to do.
Effing John Lennon there.
Well, it's just, you know, they're tight. They're tight. They got.
Wow.
They had to get to that senator, I guess. But anyway,
right?
Great
Jesus.
Moment, and also sort of ironic because most people found out about John Lennon's death on Monday Night Football.
Yeah.
Anyway, so happy birthday, John. Kanye West is so proud of keeping up with the Kardashians. He doesn't understand why they haven't won more awards yet.
I feel proud to be in a family that has so many people breaking ground for the generations to come. I just feel it's like, whoa, it's like reality show. Like, that's so new of an art form.
They've bamboozled
to the point where you know, it's like my wife and her family should have had plenty of Emmys by now.
Plenty of Emmys.
Reality shows are considered to be like rap was when the Mondrian wouldn't let Run DMC and mother Will Smith stay there because they were rappers.
Yeah.
No.
They should have plenty of Emmy Awards.
No, they're not like rap in the early 80s.
No, they're not. They're not breaking any ground.
Look, I watched the Dash Dolls after the Kardashians. I'm not proud to say that, but they've got me bamboozled. Those girls' cans are amazing.
So, anyway.
If you saw the Dash Dolls, it is the worst show in the world.
Give it to me in one sentence. What is a Dash Doll?
It's a bunch of garbage cans running around selling clothes.
I'm in.
That's what it is.
Oh, and just Oscar, you
cleavage
know,
everywhere.
I do apologize for complaining about your car. Perhaps what you need is the brand new Lexus.
Oh, really?
Lexus has an amazing thing.
Lexus, get this. Lexus has built a drivable car made of cardboard.
A car you can drive made of cardboard by Lexus. Yeah. It's part of Lexus's new motto, nothing can stop our cars except a light drizzle.
That is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great weekend, everybody. Nice. Remember, Mike O'Mara will be with us in studio on Monday, so do not miss it. Do you have some info about Steve Byrne?
Yeah, Steve Byrne at the Improv, dcimprov.com. That's tonight, 8 p.m., 10:30 p.m. That's for your Friday night. Saturday night, 8 p.m., 10:30 p.m., and Sunday at 8 p.m.
Oscar will be the Saturday night signing autographs. And if you spot Oscar, he'll buy you a turkey.
I'll have my comedy album.
That's right. He'll be Oscar merch in the lobby.
Timpani sound effects.
That's it.
What a joke.
Another Mike O'Mara show is coming and going. Be sure to join us again on Monday for more fun and more thrills right here at MikeOmaraShow.com. If you want to correspond with us, send us a letter, send us a package, send it to me at TMOS Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia 20177, or email me Rob, that's Rob with two B's, MikeOmaraShow.com. The Mike O'Mara Show relies on your word of mouth, so tell a friend or family member about TMOS and make sure they get it too. For Mike O'Mara and Oscar Santana, this is Rob Spiewak inviting you to join us again for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. So long, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
Just a second. You're not going anywhere until I tell you that MikeOmaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, when you think Halloween, think Amazon and go through our website. Open eternally at MikeOmaraShow.com/Amazon. Amazon. Good.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.